Why, thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful musical introduction. Man, here we are, kicking off March. Spring is around the corner. Wearing green. It's our big big Irish, you know. Big us, you know, it's time for St. Patrick's Day in March there, just Jungle Jim. And I'd be thinking it's just a great month for that. And also, we just kicked off for Lent. Now, what did you give up for Lent? Well, you gave up talking to me. Funny guy. That's Jungle Jim with his magical fingers just kicking it out. Kicking it back on that synthesizer. Hi, this is Tim Marr, Jungle Jim. As I said, we're recording this podcast in the basement studio located along the shores of the mighty Seneca River, flowing all the way up to the great, wonderful Lake of Ontario, which feeds that beautiful St. Lawrence Seaway, flowing northeast past 1,000 islands and out into the Atlantic Ocean around the world, just like my voice. Somehow, if you make a left, you're going to find yourself in the beautiful city of Toronto, Canada. Canada, there's no T. Jungle Jim, there's no T in Canada. Toronto, Canada, you go a little south, somehow you're going to get into Buffalo, somehow you're going to get over a fall, somehow you're going to get to Lake Erie, another wonderful great lake. Then you're going to get into your beautiful Michigan. Ever fly over Michigan? Whoo, like an ocean. Then you're going to find yourself over by Superior or First Huron, Superior, these wonderful, beautiful great lakes. Whoo, big, huge bodies of water, freezing cold, and nobody's in them right now because we are still, even though spring is around the corner, according to Puxatony Phil, whichever version or generation of it is, spring is around the corner, but we're still in the throes of winter, a very warm winter, I might add, here in the northeastern part of the United States of America. Yeah. Well, we did get a little snow earlier, but anyway, oh, Jungle Jim, here we are, March, brings back all kinds of memories of me growing up. You know, I grew up in March, where the March was like the month, you know, because being Irish and American and Irish American, it's a big part of March, and it's very nostalgic for me. Where the St. Patrick, the traditional St. Patrick's Day songs and the decorations that my parents once had, that I have many of them that I put out every year, and hanging the tricolors and in the front of the house, and it's just to me, it's changed a lot, because when you're growing up there, you go through the phase when you're a kid, St. Patrick's Day, wear green to school. Then I went through the phase where St. Patrick's Day, get drunk and don't remember it for many days. St. Patrick's Day used to be the entire month of March, I might add. And from probably March 1st until March, the end of March, I don't even remember anything except nothing. And then it became more of like a nostalgic holiday, and a holiday of remembrance, as I really understood more of my family's history and got to meet cousins in Ireland and visited Ireland and visited cousins there and found out the history of my great grandparents. It's become more of a kind of like a solemn holiday where I celebrate the writings and the music and all of the wonderful gifts from Ireland that have come over the sea and here and really shaped who we are here in America. And of course, growing up Irish Catholic. Now, being Irish Catholic is almost like being part of a political party. You got to understand this, Jungle Jim. When you're Irish Catholic, it's like you're part of a political party. You're Irish, so you have that going for you, but you're Catholic. And of course, you know, there were the great troubles and the civil wars and in Ireland and freeing of the North and all of those things that had to do with fighting between religions. The Irish and the Irish Protestants and the Irish Catholic and the English, really. It was really the English and the Irish. And so being Irish Catholic is almost like a political statement. But also, you know, I grew up traditionally, you know, as the whole route, you know, the altar boy and all that kind of stuff. So Lent and St. Patrick's Day kind of go hand in glove for me. And it gets nostalgic when I think of a lot of the traditions. Now, the nice thing about being Catholic or Irish Catholic, but even Catholic, is, you know, I always felt that we have all these little safety nets. You know, confession was always, like, to me, kind of a safety net. You know, things get bad, you go to confession. You know, what does everybody else do? But you go to confession. You go to confession and, you know, you confess your sins and then you go out and you give another shot. And I thought, well, and then I remember being in church school as a kid, and one of the nuns told me, she said to me, and I always remember this, and I'm hanging on to it. She said, as long as you get last rites before you die, you're going to heaven. And that's why people used to have these bracelets and other medals around their neck. They used to say, in case of emergency, call a priest, because you want to get the oil on you as quick as you can. If you get that oil on you fast, man, you are going. You're going up. You're going up, up, and away. up and away. So those are just, you know, there's some of the comforts, we'll say, you know. And then, you know, of course, there were all the levels of sin back then. You know, there were venial sin and mortal sin. If you got a couple venial sins, you were okay. But a lot of that has stayed with me throughout my entire life. It stayed with me. And I'm still Irish Catholic. I'm Irish Catholic. I don't believe in everything that the Catholic Church, you know, I believe in some individualism, but I am, you know, definitely Irish Catholic. And but because of that, you know, there are funny things that happen to you when you're conditioned at a young age like that. And one is you don't eat meat on Fridays during Lent. You don't eat meat. And if you eat meat on Fridays, it's just, I know it's not true, but it's conditioned in my head that if I have a ham sandwich on a Friday during Lent, I'm going to hell. I'm going, and as my father would say, I'm going to hell in a handbasket. I never understood, is it worse you go if you just go to hell, or is it worse if you go to hell actually in the handbasket? But again, I don't know if I'd fit in a handbasket. Oh, we're going to go to hell. You're going to go to hell in a handbasket. I never knew what that meant. I'm going to go to hell, but I'm going to go in a handbasket. I wonder if that's worse than just going to hell. But in any event, fish on Friday, one of those buffers. And I always felt that if I had fish on Friday, I was a holy man. If I have fish on Friday, no matter what, you know, and it's one of these folks, and you go to church on Sunday, and if you have fish on Friday, the rest of the week, and you go to confession on Saturday night, or whenever you want to go to confession, was the rest of the week a free-for-all, a freebie, I don't know. But those traditions have just really stuck with me. Just, you know, just it's just a part of who I am. But during Lent, no pun intended, but religiously, I have to have a fish sandwich on Friday, and I don't know why. I'm like Pavlov's dog, Jungle Jim. If you ring a bell, I'm going to salivate. If it's a Friday in Lent, I'm eating fish. That's the way it works. I am one of Pavlov's dogs when it comes to that. But I find comfort. I find comfort in the rituals of, again, I have issues with some things about the church, but that's between me and whatever, and me and the podcast, and the five people that are going to upload this or download this, whatever you're going to do. But it's just amazing that fish is going to get me to heaven. If eating fish on, I just imagine, you know, when I'm dead and I'm to judgment day, I'm banking on the fact that I had some fish on Friday. Somehow, some way, that's going to count for something. That's going to be some points that are going to help me, and maybe they're going to help counter other points. Fish on Friday, and that's if I don't get the oils on me before I go the last rites. Because you're screwed if you don't. Well, no, you're not everyone, but me. So that's one of the, you know, the Lenten traditions is, and I've always found it interesting where you might, there are individuals in this world who are so caught up on the traditions and the ritual. Then what's in between those lines? What's going on between the rest of the week? You know what I mean? But I've always found it kind of comforting, you know, get that fish sandwich. You know what I mean? I murdered somebody on Thursday. I'm having fish and I went to confession on Friday. I'm going to heaven on Saturday. That's how it works. Fish. I'm having the fish. The fish. I don't even know. There is a reason why there's fish on Friday, but I have no idea. And of course, on Ash Wednesday, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to kind of fast on Ash Wednesday, actually. And not eat a lot, and get some fish. It's fish on Ash Wednesday. I love Ash Wednesday. You know, you walk around with the ashes. I just like going back to class, Ash Wednesday. All the Catholic kids go back with the ashes on their head. You knew all the other kids wanted to have ashes on their head. They just did. Some kids would actually fake it, you know, and get some dirt and put it on their head and say, that doesn't count. It doesn't count. Doesn't count. But maybe... Maybe that's the reason, you know. Do it all. Rob, cheat, steal, lie, have fish. Murder, lie, steal, have fish. Have fish. You know, I don't even think they're eating fish in Congress. I think a lot of those folks in Congress, because I don't think the Christian, the whatever they are, the evangelical. I don't consider the ones in Congress, they're more of a political party. I don't know if they're into the fish. I think they're probably all having ham sandwiches on Friday. I really do. I think they are. But and if you go to church on Sunday, go to church on Sunday, be seen. Are you gonna be seen in church? I don't know about that. But make sure that but I like the fish on it. For some reason, it brings me comfort having, and it goes back to me being brought up or attempted to be brought up. But it brings me comfort. The rituals, our rituals, you know, they bring you comfort. You know, when things are moving along, everything's kind of, you know, it's like you're regular. It's like you don't need the Metamucil of the mind because you're comfortable. You know, there's fish on Friday during Lent. You know, the president doesn't lie, and if he does lie, it's not blatant. And at least he's giving you a little credit when a candidate, you know, and somebody running for president's not indicted 91 times. You know, you're at least getting some, you know, you're getting a crook, but you're not getting a real crook, a bad crook, you know. So there is some comfort in the rituals, and when all institutions and they start going to the crapper, as some seem to be. So when the church has a crisis, and you know, our political party or the Republicans are just have fallen apart, and Congress can't decide, you know, their right hand from their left hand. Well, they can decide their right hand from their left hand, but they can't decide which finger on their left hand they want to focus on. And some of them are using a different finger. You know, it takes away a comfort in a country, and a comfort in a life that you had in a place where some things were just kind of always there, even though everything got a little shaky and a little crazy. And I think that's what Fish on Friday does to me. You know, the world's going crazy. You know, and not in a good way, in a very serious way. You know, a lot of bad things are happening, you know, and a lot of horrible things are happening. And there is some solace. It's like a comforting blanket, Jungle Jim. There is some solace knowing that, you know, horrendous murders, and then the terrible death of Navalny, and the fact that they just had his funeral, and then the way Russia and you know, Putin, the evil Putin. Putin, ain't Putin, it's Putin. And the war in the Ukraine, and what's happening there, and Israel, and Hamas, and what's going on with all of that, and Palestine, and all these horrendous things that are occurring, and then having a presidential election where one guy is just blatantly lying and name calling and hate, you know, just horrible. And so when everything's like out of sync, and everything is you can't trust the comfort that a tradition, or the comfort that a ritual brings, and even if it's a fish sandwich, you know. And I think that's why I'm running to get that fish every Friday now. I'm running like a madman. I waited in line, Jungle Jim. I waited in line for an hour in this little fish shop, just to get a fish sandwich and some macaroni and cheese to bring home, and some salad and some rice pudding. And next week I'm getting a big chunk of fish. But I just, because that's still there, you know, for me, that's still there. That's that ritual, that normalcy, that's still there. And that brings me some comfort. You know, that's like a blanket. That's like taking me back to when you're a kid, or that's when the world was, I don't know, when the unpredictable was always unpredictable, but there were certain pillars that you just, you know, they were always there. You know, they got a little suspect at times, but they were always there. And I think the fish on Friday takes me to that point, and it's kind of like a touchstone. You know, the crap hits the fan all week long, and there's ups and there's downs, and I do all kinds of wacky, crazy stuff. But on Friday, God, by God, on Friday during Lent, and approaching St. Patrick's Day, I'm having my fish. I'm having my fish on Friday. I'm playing my Irish music, and there's just some type of a normalcy, or not normal. I'm abnormal, but it's a kind of a just it's kind of like a blanket, I guess, but. You know, and to see people lined up for their fish, and some people, what the hell are you eating fish on Friday for? Why do you have to eat fish on Friday? You don't have to eat fish on Friday. Nobody has to eat fish on Friday. You're really not going to hell if you eat fish on Friday, and it's not a sin to have a turkey sandwich on a Friday. That's the thing. It's not during Lent, you can eat all the meat you want, and you're not going to hell. But there's something comforting about doing that. I don't know. But it's there, and I like the fried fish. If you get a good fish sandwich, if you go to a good fish fry, I think it's one of the best days of the week. Put a little coleslaw on there, you know, some fries and ketchup, Jungle Jim. Now, if I'm at an Irish place, I'll put vinegar on my fries, but, fries and ketchup, and everything's good. And I'm a fine old Irish Catholic then, you know what I mean? And again, we're going to get into more of that during this month because the parallels between being Irish Catholic and the traditions and all that really want to run together. But in some ways, you know, they bring comfort. They bring comfort because they bring a familiar. Okay, Jungle Jim, ready for this? Ready? Here's a big word. Here comes a big word, Jungle Jim, and I hear you're going to get ready to play. I'm going to say this word, and then you can turn on your synthesizer, and you got it. You got it. I'm glad that you're wearing green. You're going to wear green every broadcast, whatever you call it, podcast, whatever recording, whatever we do this thing this month. But Jungle Jim, familiarity. You ever get a word where you get it in your mouth, you just can't say it? You know what I mean? Familiarity. Yeah, it brings a certain familiarity. It takes you back. Takes you back to the warmth of the dimes. Maybe they weren't warm. Maybe if you were a fish, you're not happy about it. Maybe you're fishing. But this is Tim Marr. That's Jungle Jim. This is Failing Up. Bye-bye.